It's one of those days where your to-dos are all over the place. On the list, a teeth cleaning at 6 a.m. Returning the not-so-fake cowhide rug at 9. Grabbing custom party hats for Jane's half-birthday at lunch. Scooping up a vintage stereo from Marketplace in Bethesda. At first to show up with cash, p.m. And picking up cousin Rick at Dulles at 3 a.m. Zip if, odd errands at odd hours. With Zipcar, you can book cars near you in D.C. anytime you want, with gas included. Which makes days like this, well, just another day. Join and drive in minutes at zipcar.com. It's one of those days where your to-dos are all over the place. On today's list, a teeth cleaning at 6 a.m., returning the not-so-fake cowhide rug at 9, scooping up a vintage stereo from Marketplace in Bethesda, at first to show up with cash p.m., and picking up cousin Rick at Reagan at 3 a.m. Zip if, odd errands at odd hours. With Zipcar, you can book cars near you in D.C. anytime you want, with gas included, which makes days like this, well, just another day. Join and drive in minutes at zipcar.com.
I wanted a career in which everything would matter. So I joined the CIA, and now I help protect our families, our friends, and every fellow American.
Find out how everything you do in your career can impact our nation. Visit cia.gov/careers to learn more and apply.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. 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 Every day I'm hustling.
When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
So that you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were tough and you're taking those punches.
Dollar Deep Beyonce Productions.
Making women gestures like, oh.
Let's go, champ.
I'm a team like he's a C-plus fighter. I'm a dominator, I'm a dogish fighter.
I'm talking about punishment. We're going to punish you for 12 rounds. Either the referee says you had enough, or you can say you had enough, or you can stay your ass there all night until you ain't had enough.
Hey, I feel I'm the best in this sport, and to be the best, you got to beat the best. And all I did was beat opponents. I worked my way from the bottom to the top. I won a title by beating top competition and top fighters. This guy was
handsome,
he's a paper champion.
Do you feel that you're the best super middleweight right now?
100%. Let's go, champ.
He can bring the pressure. He can box. I'm a true champion. I'm willing to go to his turf in Atlantic City. I'm going to step on him. I'm going to crush him. Y'all can mark my word to this. I'm going to crush him. He's a C-plus fighter. I'm an A-plus fighter. Come Saturday night next week, all the fans tune in because I'm going to dominate. This guy is flat footy, swing wild. I'm not worried about who his trainer is because his trainer can't get in there and fight
Dollar
for him.
Dollar D. Beyonce Productions.
BoxingVoice.com. BoxingVoice.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another morning edition with the Boxing Voice Radio, except we are 1 hour earlier getting you through your day an hour earlier. Today is the legend Evander Holyfield's media workout, and it is 2 hours and a half away from the kid, so I have to leave early. So we're starting early. Normally, when I gotta go, you know, do some stuff, we don't even have a show. But I said that I'm up. I'm a hustler. I'm a hustler, homie. So I said, let's turn on the soapbox. Let's get the talking. The latest, greatest news that's out there, and that is one face, one name. Soon to be a re-crown champion, Deontay Wilder. But we're gonna be talking about many things Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury, first being BT Sports showing their bias for their house fighter. Now, I don't know that we've ever seen this. I don't know that we've ever seen any network take an obvious side at who not only are they picking to win, but who they're choosing to promote. BT Sports title this morning, the Gypsy King versus the Pretender. So I'm calling Fury bias on BT Sports. Fury bias on BT Sports. But then we also have more to discuss. Eddie Hearn feels that if this fight gets postponed yet again, Fury should lose his WBC status. Basically, that we should move on. Hearn says Fury should lose title status if the Wilder trilogy is delayed yet again. And then we got more stuff to talk about because Deontay Wilder was on the PBC podcast where he had plenty to say. And, you know, he basically said he's coming into this fight with a violent mindset. And because of that, he's going to destroy Fury. He also feels that Fury's been getting touched up in sparring. You know, and I quote, I know he wasn't doing well in camp. The young guys were piecing him up. I had a few young guys from my camp who was piecing him up. So the champ thinks Fury's getting pieced up. Touched up in sparring. Yeah, Adam. BT going in hard on Wilder. How could they call him the Pretender? What sort of title is that? Showing your bias, without a doubt. But then we have more to discuss. Obviously, that's Wilder's quotes. We have Fury's quotes. And then we have the latest Deontay Wilder footage where he's putting out some statements. He says, road to glory, road to undisputed. And he's showing you his savagery in the ring. All smiles from his camp members as they see a new and improved Deontay Wilder. And he's calling himself a reinvented Deontay Wilder. Is this enough to get the win on Fury? Many believe that because Wilder's been hard at work and Fury's been dealing with life, that this may go in the favor of Deontay Bronze Bomber Wilder. I'm going to check mybookie.ag and let you know, has the betting line changed at all? Right now, I'm on mybookie.ag and we shall see, because we are 1 month away. So let me know in the chat, are you feeling the hype? Are you feeling the hype? Is it okay that it's 1 month away and they still have plenty of time to turn it up? Or do you think they should have been promoting this fight 30 days ago? That being said, I'm looking and we got the Deontay Wilder odds on mybookie.ag, where if you're going to make a bet, you better use code TBV. And the Deontay Wilder Tyson Fury odds, it is minus 120 to go over 7.5 rounds. So they feel somebody's getting stopped. Somebody's getting stopped, whether it's Tyson Fury or Deontay Wilder. But they believe this fight will not go past 7.5 rounds. Wilder is a plus 210. Bet a hundo. make 310 though. You feel me? $100. See, get you 210 plus your 100 back. For Fury, you got to bet 270 just to make a hundo. 270. Oh, whoa, that was too much. You got to bet 270 on my man Fury just to make $100. But you get your 270 back. But, you know, it's more risk, less reward. Who's looking better, though? Don't forget, you could always do Caleb Plant. Little parlay with Caleb Plant. Look at that. That shit changed everything. You put Caleb Plant in your parlay, and look, your bet slip all of a sudden turns into plus 790. Huh? 100 all of a sudden gets you 1,377 with a parlay on Tyson Fury and Caleb Plant, all worth $100. Don't forget that Ness told you that. You understand? Don't forget that. A lot of people running around saying Caleb Plant is going to shock the world. Just saying. Beating the odds with TBV, Ness GTO, Instagram and Twitter. Use the code BETTBV when you're going to make a responsible bet. But right now, Deontay Wilder is a plus 210. And I wonder if the betting line will change any, or has it changed since the releasing of this video. He's definitely going ham on these body shots. They have every intention of beating Fury to the body. And I wonder if it was a mistake in letting the cat out the bag and kind of letting them know the game plan. I mean, it's obvious, right? We've seen so many clips now, and we know they're practicing going to that body. But he looks so sound, right? Even when you see Malik Scott throwing the jabs at him, Wilder's blocking that, keeping that right hand up. Looking very sharp. Looking very sharp. But we'll see, does it translate? Does it translate into boxing in the ring? You know, is this translating into sparring, right? Because leave it to Deontay Wilder. He absolutely believes it is translating into sparring, where he says, sparring has been amazing. I can't say names, but just know there have been a lot of people on the canvas. So he is putting it out there that he's hurting his sparring partners, where Fury is being hurt by his, according to Deontay the Bronze Bomber Wilder. That's his quotes.
There's only one Deontay Wilder.
So, okay, let me see. Looks like I'm having an issue with my guest. See if we can get this done before I run up out of here. And I thought Brandon was going to help me out, you know what I'm saying? But he's somewhere trying to get Maxie Hughes. Yo, he trying to get Maxie Hughes today. I'm like, bro, that was yesterday's news. You know what I'm saying? Maxie don't get double days around these parts. Nah, shout out to Maxie Hughes, man. He at least wants el humo. You know, the smoke. He wants the smoke. So hopefully we get our first guest, the Angie Martinez of Combat Sports. Yeah, I said it. That's her name. She'll be on in just a momento. And we should get Lady Shan on. She should be on the program as well. But remember, if you're just tuning in, we're talking Fury versus Hello. Wilder 3. And it looks like we've just been joined by our guest panelists. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I am well. So, I don't want to butcher your name. I'm very horrible at pronunciations here, so I'm gonna take a guess and say Liza, right?
Ah, that is what everybody always goes for.
Damn, so it's not.
No, it is Lisa with a Z.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Lisa with a Z, AKA the Angie Martinez of combat sports. I'm going to say boxing. I don't really deal with combat sports. I'm only a boxing purist. I know you're into MMA. She likes MMA, guys. She's even fighting. But yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into our main subject. Obviously, let us know what the sort of content you create and what got you into the sport.
Well, my name is Lisa Soler, aka Lisa with a Z, is my media personality name. I originally started in combat sports with Muay Thai about 5 years ago. I kept just training and learning different disciplines, jiu-jitsu, kickboxing, and then boxing as well. About 2 years ago, I ended up having an injury, so I stopped taking it to the ground for a while, and I just worked on my boxing stance. I'm a southpaw, so, you know, I'm in a southpaw stance. I'm a mother of two, and you know what? I'm debuting for the first time in an amateur fight card in January. I never thought that I would be debuting. Thank you. I do little smokers here and there and exhibition style fights. I like to do stuff for charity and good, or, you know, things like that, to raise money for organizations. That's what I'll use my skill for the most part. So I never thought I would be debuting until somebody called me out.
But this is MMA. You're debuting in kickboxing, I mean.
Kickboxing, yeah. Because I only agreed to do either kickboxing or a boxing match. And because she wants to do a kickboxing match, I am mad at it. I could do both. Mm-hmm. Either way, I'm ready for it. You know, I'm in training fight camp mode right now. And, shout out to my team, John Wayne Martial Arts and Round 5. Those are the two gyms that I'm working with right now. I also have a lot of mentors here in South Florida. I do post-fight interviews for a lot of the promotions out here between boxing and MMA. And I have been just on a ride. I have my own podcast, Lisa with a Z podcast on YouTube. Boxing and match. Interviews. So, you know, I've been loving the industry and all the opportunities that have come my way. I like to talk shop. You know, I talk about it and, you know, I walk the walk, I talk the talk. So I train and I like to talk about fighting too. So that's just a little bit about me.
For sure. I mean, look, stepping in the ring is such a huge thing. So definitely when you say that you talk the talk and you walk the walk, I see what you mean. I would like to see you get your first boxing fight so we could root for you, because, you know, kickboxing. But I'm gonna hope that you at least get the win. I don't want you having that loss as your debut. But
Nah, I gotta be 1-0.
Training hard, though? You're training hard?
I am. You know, we just started formulating the plan now on how my fight camp is going to go. We agreed on a weight. So, you know, right now I'm working on cutting the weight and just being consistent and being in the gym. I was sparring last night, actually, when after I got home and I saw that you reached out to me, I was like, yo, I'm in. Like, for sure. I'm in it to win it. And that's about it. But, you know, I'm also a fighter that is well accepting of my losses as well, because I did do the exhibition boxing style match a couple months ago and I did lose by 4 points.
Really?
But you know what, it was an experience. And I learned what I did wrong.
Was
and
it recorded?
Ever since then I've been working on it.
Did you record it?
Yeah, I can send you some footage so you can take a look at it. I'll send it to you a little later.
I definitely want to see that. So where was this exhibition boxing match?
So it was in Tampa, because I actually just moved back down to South Florida about 2 months ago from Tampa. And it was just in a home gym environment for a new promotion that's coming out. It's called EFC Boxing. It's basically a boxing league full of different professionals that are, like, you know, different people. Like, you know, you got plumbers, roofers, construction people. Me, I have a podcast. We're all different entrepreneurs, but also train boxing. And we all went in there and we, it was for Suicide Awareness Month, so we raised money for the Crisis Center of Tampa over there. And, you know, it was a great event. I had a great time. Me and my opponent, like, I know her. I even interviewed her after our fight, you know, so it's just a great experience for me overall. And I love the industry, man. I do.
That's what's up. It's so funny. Obviously, we spoke a little bit before you came on the show. And not only do we have so much in common, but a lot of similarities. So we do our own little exhibitions. We're actually on our 12th series now, and our next show is September 18th, next Saturday in Watertown, Wisconsin, where some of our listeners, amateurs, you know, former fighters, they still have that itch, or just the listeners, you know, that they're fans of the sport and they want to know what it feels like to actually get in the ring and swing. And some of them need to because of their, you know, potty mouths and vocabularies when it comes to a fighter. You know, those three minutes are an eternity, and you really don't know that until you get in the ring. So we've created what we call Border Wars because people are able to sign up from all over the world, and they have from Canada, the UK, obviously United States. And we go to different states and we do these events. And it's very similar to what you're saying, exhibition matches where people get in the ring and swing, except we use 16-ounce gloves and headgear. I don't know if you were.
Yeah, we wore 16-ounce gloves. We had the headgear. We did have a ref, you know, in the ring to, like, pull us apart if necessary. Mm-hmm. And we had our judges. So, I mean, it wasn't a sanctioned fight, but I treated it like it was a real fight.
Absolutely.
I was not playing. My fight camp, my coach, as soon as I was approached, I was, you know, like, hey, we're going. I treat it like a real fight camp. You know, the second I'm in there and the bell rings, is on. That's it.
So what did your children say? They're like, wait a minute, you're going to get punched in the face?
Well, I have people who like and support the fact that, you know, I have taken up this lifestyle. And it's helped me health-wise, and, you know, it just helps me maintain my discipline, my strength, my overall health, because I feel like boxing has helped not only my physical health, but my mental as well. So not a lot of people will get it. Not a lot of people will get it because they don't do it or they don't practice it. So I'm constantly battling some people about it, but then I have a whole state of Florida that has supported me between fighters and coaches and different promotions along this way. My kids, they help me with everything. They help me with my training, my podcast. They help me along the way. They inspire me. They're proud of their mom. You know, they don't like to see me come home with a black eye or anything, but I do my best, and they're very supportive, you know, and they've trained as well. I try to get them to train. It's not their favorite thing to do, but, you know, it's a family thing for me.
Amazing. So you said that you've been getting a lot of opportunities. How long ago have you started working in the boxing industry?
So training, I was working, you know, just being an athlete for a couple years, but I didn't start the podcast until last year, October-ish. But it's been an idea in my mind for many years now. I just didn't know how to get it out there. During the pandemic, I had a lot of time to myself, you know, because we're all quarantined. I'm here thinking, like, I lost both of my jobs because everybody shut down.
Wow.
You know, so I had time to think about what I wanted to do with my life and what I love and how can I turn what I love into money making or success. And so, you know, I started the podcast and I got all the equipment that, you know, was necessary to start my basic, you know, and I just hit record. And ever since then, it's been in November 1st will be the my year of doing everything. But I've been very fortunate to have a lot of, you know, big name people in the industry like my craft and want to come on my show. And then it turned into going to these events and getting good media coverage and I've been able to go to Jacksonville, Tallahassee, Orlando, I mean, Miami, I'm here. Like, I've been able to travel, and I'm very thankful for everybody who's ever believed in me, because I'm a woman in the male dominant industry talking about combat sports. You know, I got my good days where people are like, oh yeah, you know, I'm into a woman talking about it. And then there's people that are like, oh, what do you know? You know, they see me here with my hair and makeup done. They don't think I can fight, but turn the wrong way and I'm gonna let you know I can fight. So, I mean, it has its good and its bad days. With anything that you do that's going to come along, it's just how you keep your mindset and how you keep focused. And, you know, I'm just ready to continue my success and my journey. That's pretty much it.
For sure. So my producer is telling me to show you our belt, because we got a female fight September 18th. It's our first ever, actually. We've never been able to, out of 12 seasons, we've never been able to get a female fight.
Okay, okay. I think I saw a picture of it earlier. Yeah.
So this is the belt. For the females that we got done, and it is women's division, obviously, because we don't have many women just yet, so it doesn't have a specific division, but he wanted me to show it to you.
That's so awesome.
Let's get into
maybe one day I come and fight for you guys.
Maybe you become our champ. But let's test your knowledge, man. Obviously, we're talking a Fury Wilder 3. Let's just start with, what do you think of the matchup and your thoughts on the first two fights? And where are you now going into the trilogy 30 days out?
Well, obviously, I've kept up with these two amazing fighters. Tyson Fury is like one of the favorites, I would say, that I would choose for this fight. I mean, he is the current champ. But I do see the speculation on how he hasn't fought in over 2 years. Yes. So, I mean, and that's something in any fighter. Once you see that they go on a little bit of a hiatus, either something wrong or, you know, they're just ready to throw in the towel. And that's my thing. Like, when do you know when you're ready to throw in the towel after such an amazing career? You know, do you keep going? Do you keep fighting for it? Or, you know, just make the call. But, you know, I was listening earlier to you and how, you know, he was saying that he has all these different partners that he's been working with. So, I mean, maybe this is it, the trilogy, and see how he comes out on top of this fight. I think it's an anticipated fight for sure. Hopefully it doesn't get postponed again. But the other two fights, I would have to definitely look into it. Again, I'm more into the MMA scene, still growing in the boxing scene. But I'm definitely looking forward to seeing how this fight will come out on October.
So you haven't seen the first two?
No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. So what boxers are you drawn to, if not the heavyweight division in this particular fight, which is pretty big? Are some of the fighters that grab your attention?
I have more of the local scene here in Florida. You know, I love me some Pete Dobson. He's amazing. And I just witnessed his fight the other day at the Bad Promotions. Amazing knockout by Blake Davis as well, another pro fighter. He's undefeated down here. So I'm mainly, you know, supportive of my local fighters out of Florida. You know, Pete Dobson's from the NYC, but, you know, now he's here and training with Kevin Gleason, who is an amazing boxing coach, and also somebody that I'll have in my corner as a mentor for my upcoming fight. So a lot of the just local fighters is what I support right now. But of course, I love watching boxing no matter what. I have to be able to expand all my knowledge within the industry and not be biased as well when it comes to fighting. So, I mean, I'm always open to seeing who my new fighters will be. And also, I'm just like learning. You know, I'm still learning. It's very new to me. But I'm so ready to absorb all the knowledge and experiences along the way, no matter what.
So is this person Gleason any relation to the famous Gleason's gym in New York, or is just a coincidence?
I mean, there's a lot of Gleasons everywhere. But right. Kevin Gleason's, he's the owner of Stay Ready Athletics down here. One of the top boxing coaches that I would say a lot of his roster are undefeated fighters. For the most part, yeah, a lot of them have gone undefeated. I mean, he also trains with Robert Durant Jr. Miguel Baeza is a UFC fighter as well. You got...
So Robert Durant Jr. is out here in Florida?
Yes, he is.
Oh, I had no clue. So what? And where is this gym located?
It's in Hollywood, Florida. So
are you going? You know,
it's a very, very close up old school boxing gym. You got your ring, you got your gym, you know. And I like his style, and overall his technique and the way he likes to guide his fighters. He also has like a training website too to help people with instruction, you know, to how to set up your jab and things like that, technique training. So, I mean, I've seen his business grow and his fighters, you know, go from amateur to pro and win championships and belts and things like that. And it's amazing. It is to see the growth of not only the coach, but the fighters as well.
And when you say Blake Davis, so he's boxer promoter?
Correct.
Oh, I didn't know. How old is he?
Bad Promotions, and he also is, I believe, now 7-0 on the boxing record. So, yeah.
So how old is Blake? I'm going to have to check his box track. Honestly,
he's in his, like, mid-20s right now.
I've only spoken to him once or twice, and it's always been about his fight cards. I never knew he even boxed.
Yeah, he fights on his cards sometimes.
His shows look very nice, though. He's definitely putting together some high-level shows. I really like his the color scheme. He keeps it black and white all the time.
It's a very upscale event. You got your top guys in the industry. You got, you know, great promoters, great sponsors. It's a really great night. I like the setup. He's very professional, and he gave me the opportunity to do the news coverage. And, you know, there's a lot of good debuts on his card too. Like one of the boxers, Jordan Murphy, it was his debut fight on that card. And wow, the whole building lit up on fire for that fight. Mm. And even Blake himself, he had a knockout that night. It was clean. It was so beautiful to see and witness in person. And of course I'm going crazy when you see a knockout like that. it is scary sometimes too, because, you know, you see the other opponent just, you know, out there. But either way, I appreciate the sport and overall technique between both fighters. It was a good fight.
Definitely. So Blake's a heavyweight. Wow. So funny. You talk to people and you don't even know. He's 6'5". Yeah. Me and him are basically the same size. Say again?
Maybe you come out to the show. I think the next one is October 16th here.
Yeah, I'm seeing on BoxRec he's registered for the 16th. Yeah. This happens where in Hollywood as well?
So it's gonna be at the Gulfstream Park Casino, in Hollandale. So yeah, that's
where is Hollandale though? I'm from New Jersey, like I told you.
So it's basically borderline right next to Hollywood, Florida.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a little bit south Broward.
I'm actually headed that way today. I don't know if you knew, but Evander Holyfield is going to be out there today for his fight, and they're doing some media stuff. You know, he's going to be working out and stuff and showing that he still has it at this tender old age of like 60 plus.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the new thing now.
Yeah,
you know, the old school heads is trying to come back, show they still got it. You know, the whole Tyson fight.
I don't know about showing they still got it, but definitely showing they still have their own lane to make money. I don't know that they still got it to compete with the other fighters in the real boxing
world. It's a money-making industry at the end of the day, you know, and it's all about the hustle and the grit. And I appreciate it. And it's a good thing for the fans, you know. Fans still want to see that kind of stuff and support their favorite fighters. But no, I'm actually, I won't be attending. I have to, I have school too, because I'm also attending school for media broadcasting. Okay. So, you know, I do a lot of things.
That's good. That's good. Listen, right now, you know, you actually said it almost as a negative, but I think it's a positive in this particular time and age that we're in with boxing. When you said, you know, in a, you're covering the sport basically in a male dominated sport, but women are getting a lot of opportunities right now.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are ending up on TV as anchors, or, you know, I mean, look at Jordan Plant, you know, Kate Abdo, so many just emerged. I think, Matchroom just hired someone new too. I can't remember her name, in the UK, but yeah, a lot of women getting opportunities. I also seen that you know Christine, the USA boxing coach, correct? I'm pretty sure I seen you did an interview with her. In the ring with Christine?
Oh, Coach Cam.
No, Cam. Well, I know we know Cam as well. We had Cam on here a few months ago. But I thought you did something with In the Ring with Christine. No, a USA boxing coach?
No, not
maybe
yet.
You guys just favor each other that much.
But no,
how was your experience with Coach Cam?
Coach Cam, man, you know what? It's not that I'm putting negative influence as far as the male dominant sport. I'm very aware of it. I've had my experiences in this industry, you know. Again, I got good pressure and I got bad pressure sometimes. Coach Cam, we had a really great conversation, an amazing interview. I ended up having the interview with her because I watched her story on Instagram about how she came out of an abusive relationship, turned to boxing and changed her whole life. And now she's one of the top female coaches, you know, and she's training top-notch athletes. And that's an inspirational story to me. And then me coming out of my own situation, and, you know, I did have a past where I had a lot of toxic, you know, people in my life, and I had to overcome all those battles. And boxing and MMA has helped my life, you know, and now here I am talking to you on this show. But Coach Cam is really good people's, you know, hopefully I get to work with her one day. She's out of Cali and I'm here in Florida. And, you know, actually Kevin Gleason is one of her inspirations too, on how she coaches too. And we talked about that on our episode, and, you know, I ended up getting them linked together, and now they kind of interact on social media, you know, as coaches, which is, you know, and I like the fact that she is a woman representing us in this industry, as well as me. You know, I feel that I'm playing my role, speaking about it and being a representative of women who are now, yeah, women are coming on the scene a lot, and I love it. I love to see it.
Absolutely. So tell me that you caught the last big Pacquiao fight.
I did catch clips, because I actually was at another event too that night. So
busy.
The thing is that I have so many events sometimes. Like, I have another event next weekend I'm doing, and I'm here either on the phone watching fights, or I'm, you know, doing live coverage.
Yeah.
So I have to pick and choose what my fights are, but I was watching that last fight for sure.
So let's get into the Angie Martinez of combat sports. Who gave you that name? Those are big shoes to fill. Angie is one of my influences. I'm a tri-state baby, so Angie Martinez, you know, Sally Mae Negad, all those people.
I watched Angie Martinez as I was growing up, and, you know, she's such a major influence on my life. And I was actually discussing, there's a fightwear brand, and it's called Resilient Fightwear. They have a lot of gear and boxing, more Muay Thai based, but, you know, they ended up watching one of my episodes with a fighter that they recognize. And then they went down, like, they were like 2 hours later, we were still watching your episodes. And they were like, everything we watched, based on your personality and how you deliver your interviews, it's a lot related to, like, the Angie Martinez kind of style. You know, I'm very upfront. I'm not afraid to, like, tell you how it is. But I'm also very positive. I like good vibes, you know. And that's just me. I like good vibes.
Well, speaking of good vibes, let me introduce you to Come Box with Shan, Lady Shan in the building, all the way from the United Kingdom across the pond. Well, for you, it's the afternoon over there. I keep forgetting.
Sí, buenos tardes.
Buenas tardes. ¿Cómo está?
Todo bien, todo bien. ¿Y tú?
I'm good, man. Here getting to know our newest guest. It's actually Lisa, not Liza.
Everybody, it's not Liza.
I've been listening now. Not Liza. Yeah.
Liza. Nice to meet you, Liza. I checked out your Instagram. The first thing I said was, I said two things. I went cute and fun.
That's the thing that women can do, the guys cannot. You can never jump on and be like, I checked out two things, kid. You're cute and fun. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know. It's a girl thing.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
I'm pretty cheesing right now. I'm like,
so good. I was listening to the interview while I was getting ready. Yeah, very impressive, like, what you're doing. I respect the hustle. I respect the grind. I got three kids, but one's an adult, so I had a young. It's so like I got two day. Kids.
Every day.
Yeah. Every day you're hustling.
Every day.
Yeah, every day. Sure. So what you got planned today? What are you going to do today?
So right now I'm going to, after this, I have school for a couple hours and then, back to mom things and then probably training a little later tonight.
Yeah.
So.
How's training going?
You know, we're starting. I mean, I'm always training no matter what. I try to stay consistent in between fights. You know, that's just what I do. But then now we're just getting into fight camp mode. So now it's like the conditioning, the nutrition, and really getting into focusing on my deliverance of how I want the fight to go. So that's what we're focused on right now. I got a lot of people that are ready to spar with me. So I'm looking forward for the journey right now.
You got to come on my show.
Sean doesn't like to get in the gym. In the ring, excuse me. She says she's not getting punched in the face. So we definitely respect you for getting in there. You know, it's kickboxing though, Shan.
Yeah.
It's kickboxing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Like, I'm down for everyone doing what they want to do. I just don't want to get kicked or punched in the face.
You know what? I don't want to either. But
yeah, I know. You come on my show for sure.
She got the moves.
You can come and promote the fight, come and talk to my audience and let them know about another female that's doing the damn thing.
Actually doing the thing for real, because not only is she covering the sport, but she's getting in the ring. We got to get you transitioned back into boxing, but we're going to keep you know, at least you're doing your thing. At least it's a squared circle in some way.
Is it an octagon when you fight?
No.
It's not an
octagon. It is?
It's a cage, yeah. It's a MMA-style cage because there are other fights that night that are either going to be MMA or kickboxing. So it is MMA cage. I have fought in a boxing ring, too. I don't mind.
Yeah.
Either way, once the bell rings, I'm going in.
Yeah. Bars. Yeah, she ain't playing. She ain't come to play.
Yeah. It's like, so my fighter, I guess, alias and alter ego is called the Phoenix.
The Phoenix.
That's rising out of the ashes.
Is that where what the red hair is for?
The hair, you know, I'm feeling it. This is my vibe for the day. The red hair.
We change it according to our moods.
Different color. She's everything that I'm not on a daily basis. She's everything that I've always wanted to be. She's the badass. She's the ready to cut you up. She's the ready to
cut you up. That Latina came out, Shan.
Yeah, she's that bitch.
She's that chick.
Shan, that Latina came out. She said, cut you up.
Yeah, she said, like, cut you up.
She's ready at all times. I keep her boxed up when I'm being a lady and a mom and doing the other things. But as soon as I'm wrapped up, I got my gloves on, it's a different mindset. I'm shutting everybody out of the world and I'm focused on who's in front of me and the goal. And that's just what
What date is this fight? Now we got to watch it.
Yeah, we have to.
We're going to do a live fight chat.
We're still working out the date and the venue because it's still in January. It's in January. Okay. So we still, things could happen from now to then as far as the venue and the date. Mm-hmm. But for sure. I mean, the girl asked about me to the promoter, and the promoter shot me the message, and she's also debuting. And she, the thing is that I've noticed as far as being a heavier girl, there's not a lot of fighters in the, especially women fighters, in the industry between amateur and pro. And, you know, we're in our 200s, I would say. And, you know, she, the promoter told me, man, she's been trying to have a fight for like a year now. And I'm like, and I was never trying to get in the ring like that to get a record and sanction. You know, I like doing it for fun.
So is it equal weight? Is it equal weight? Yeah,
I'm dropping some weight. I told them, I was like, listen, I'm not trying to be a fighter, but because I promote women empowerment, I want this girl to have the chance to fight. Maybe after this fight, somebody sees her skill and open up another door for her. If I'm the one that she has to fight, number one, it's going to be on my terms. Number two, I'm going to give her that opportunity. And I'm going to give her one hell of a fight. I'm not going to give it to her. So if she's going to come to the ring, be ready, be prepared. You want this fight, I'm going to give it to you. And but for the most part, it's because I want both of us to come in there, give our best, and put on a good show. And that's pretty much what I want to do.
Yay, that sounds it. So as soon as you get the date, let me know. I'm going to tap in.
I'm proud to be doing promotionals and pictures. And all the flyers are going to come out soon. But, you know, I'll keep you guys updated for sure.
Keep me posted. Yeah, I'm down.
Sounds amazing, man. Except for the fact that she's been wanting to fight for a year. I think you and your coach better make sure she isn't too experienced, because that means she's been training. She hasn't.
Is it because of the weight cap, though? Is that what you're saying? That's the reason why. Because all the other girls are really small. So there's more of smaller girls.
Yeah, but that means... But Shan, that still means she could have been training for the past year while she's waiting. You never know. I mean, if you want to fight, why are you staying out the gym, right? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. What I think what you're saying is, you can drop some weight, but you don't necessarily want to go down to like 140 or it might be unrealistic at that time. For your genetic makeup. You know,
I'm not even talking about weight. I'm talking about her opponent possibly being too experienced. That's my worry.
Yeah, because she'd be training.
My last fight was against an experienced coach and MMA fighter. And
give me one second.
And she called me out too. And I was like, you know what? I'm not afraid. I will put in whatever work I got to, train with whoever I have to make sure I'm the best. And I honestly underestimate myself sometimes. Even the people around me, I'm like, man, I could have improved a little bit more. People around me, I'm like, man, you're good. You know? So like, it's not about her and her skill. It's about me and what I'm bringing to the ring. Mm-hmm. That's it. And if I lose, well, it's an experience. I'll learn and I'll move forward. And that's how I do it. You know, some people could take a loss and they throw in the towel and they won't fight ever again. And, you know, it's all a mental. I've even known fighters that have done that. They'll go like 2 years without fighting after a loss because they couldn't handle that loss. And then, you know, but that's not how I am. I'm all about the learning experience for the most part and challenging myself, because this is a major challenge to me at this moment in my life. I have so many things going on for me. I have the show, I have school, I have my kids, you know, I actually have a job too. and now I'm taking on this fight. So for me, it's all about my experience. She can bring whatever she wants to the ring, but I'm gonna do the same, period.
Wow, I feel like interviewing you like a fighter now. So how far is the gym from you? Like, is it easy to get to the gym? Do you find it difficult because of the children and having to do the whole wifely, motherly duties of cooking and cleaning? And you know, like you said, you couldn't do this until you dropped the kids off. So, you know, women are usually superwomen. Do you really have the time?
You know what? I will say no. I make the time. I don't have the time, I make the time. You know, whatever's important to me, I'll prioritize. Again, I have a village of people helping me with the kids. You know, their dad is involved as well. He's also very much, you know, aware of when I do take on fights. And you know, even with going to my events, traveling. So, I mean, it's not like it takes away from my life. It adds to it. And it is tough. One of the gyms is close, like 10 minutes away. But then my other gym is about 30, 45 minutes away. I am looking for sponsors as well to help me during this fight camp, you know, nutrition and food and gas and, you know, paying for coaches' time and stuff like that. Luckily, you know, they helped me out too. But it is a lot, you know, to take on, and mentally as well, just keeping myself and focused and not letting the anxiety get to me, because the anticipation before a fight can, you know, make or break you. You're either very calm and you're ready for the fight, or you're just like nervous and it could go either way. But again, I have a lot of support. I know that my support will only grow within the next couple months, and you know, I'm hustling for it.
For sure, man. Well, we definitely respect your hustle and the fact that you're doing your thing both in and out of the ring. Please give out your social media. I've been getting, obviously, a lot of the people in the chat, live chat. We're live right now on YouTube and Blog Talk, and it'll be uploaded to iTunes and everywhere you can find podcasts. I'll be screen sharing. I mean, you have so many. Which one do you want me to show?
Which one? What do you mean? My Instagram?
Because I see another
do the
one.
YouTube and the ground.
I also have a YouTube, so my YouTube is Lisa with a Z podcast. It's pretty simple. And then I have two Instagrams. I have one for the podcast, which is Lisa with a Z podcast, same for Instagram.
All right, I just subbed, and you know, I'm screen sharing the podcast.
Yeah, and then my actual Instagram is LisitaSol88. You can find the link too on both of the Instagram.
Yeah, that's why I didn't know which one you, because it says main page LisitaSol.
Right, it's on there. So, you know, either way, both of the pages are there. My Lisa with a Z podcast, I like to just keep that more towards the combat sports and, you know, pushing that kind of stuff. But my main page is just me and my kids and whatever I want to do.
Yeah, I saw it. It's funny. Yeah, I like it.
Well, I want to thank you, obviously, for coming on. And yeah, we look forward to getting you back on soon. We want to definitely follow the training camp and the fight.
She should go on Border Wars next.
Yeah, I mean, she's got to fight first. She's got to do her thing first. But we would love to have her, you know, in the ring, man, so she can get the full experience. I mean, I'm sure she's getting it down there. I know Blake does a fantastic job. Is it going to be Blake that's putting on your show?
No, so this is going to be for Extreme Fight Nation. Okay. This is an MMA fight promotion. Blake is just strictly boxing with bad promotions.
He's like me, strictly book sale.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm open to a boxing fight after this. I think after this experience is probably going to open up my hunger a little bit more. But again, it just depends, you know, on how the fight goes and how the next couple months goes. And, you know, we'll keep in contact for sure.
For sure.
Yeah, I'll hit you on the gram.
I'll come on your show too.
Yeah, thank you. I'd appreciate that.
For sure. I want to thank you once again, Lisa with a Z. Thanks for coming on, and we look forward to having you back on. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Lisa.
Saludos.
With a Z podcast. Lisa with a Z podcast. Right? That's how it's called, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. Lady Shan, talk to me. What's up?
Everything and nothing. Yeah, today we got the legend returning back again, former undisputed two-time heavyweight champion of the world, Haseem Rahman.
That's right. I've seen that you're gonna have the former champ on your show. He's training
time,
now,
he
right?
He was in last week.
He's training now, right?
He likes me. He gets on with me.
I see.
He said when I go to Vegas, I can drive his car, his truck.
Uh-oh. What kind of truck you got?
Uh-oh. I don't know. Some big, really burgundy, shiny. It's nice, but I couldn't drive it. It's too big. Mm. But yeah. Yeah.
So is he training now? Because I actually like three times.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Mm. All right, Chulo. Yeah, he's training, and he's training a couple fighters at the minute. But he's calling out Evander Holyfield. He really wants to fight Evander.
Really?
For a grudge match. We're trying to get that together. He's like, if you get that fight sorted, he goes, I'm a free agent. I don't care if it's Triller. I don't care if it's DAZN. I don't care if it's Top Rank. He said, I got Al's number already. I said, like, well, maybe call Al.
And Al I said, don't do exhibitions, man.
Yeah, well, I said, well, maybe I can hook you up with Eddie Hearn.
Actually, I could be wrong, right? Because I'd seen something late last night. I woke up like in the middle of the night and I seen Mayweather versus some other MMA guy now.
Oh, I haven't seen that. Yeah. God, no. Oh, Mayweather, God, no. We're done with all of that, Floyd. I love you, but no, no more.
There's some rumor that he's fighting some MMA guy that they've already agreed.
God, that's awful. If that's the truth. Alex? Yeah, so I'm trying to get my 10% because Rock said I could get 10% of if I can get the fight up and away with Eddie Hearn from this side. So I've already started making some calls.
So, I got a few minutes before I cut out to go see the legend of Evander Holyfield. You're interviewing a legend. I'm interviewing a legend. Let's talk about two men trying to create legacy. Some of the quotes, Wilder is saying he's been hearing Fury's getting beat up in camp. Obviously, Malik Scott put that out there. Wilder's also saying on a Sky Sports interview that was transcribed from the PBC podcast that he is actually beating up his sparring partners. In fact, he's putting them on the canvas. He's putting them on the canvas. So, and then there's the new footage, which, you know, I know you may not like it. I think he looks better than we've probably ever seen him. The only thing I don't like is like the body work is so violent that I feel like that second left hook is back to the old Wilder. Like Wilder, mm-hmm. Wilder, right? Like, because he's wild with that second one. But look, they're working. The feints look good. The jab looks solid. And he looks comfortable. There's a part in the clip where he takes a step back, relaxes his arms, and, you know, just uses the whole ring.
Yeah.
He's looking good, man. He's really looking good. And then Fury is leaving it up for, like, imagination, because he was the guy last time out showing us all the clips, looking good, showing his body, and now all of a sudden he's gone dark. There's no Fury. We don't know anything. Last thing we know, he was having
issues. He was on the show yesterday.
Okay, what happened?
Talking about AJ.
Gonna, I seen that, right?
He said he's going to beat up Deontay Wilder. The same thing that Deontay Wilder's this, AJ's heavyweight. I mean, a bodybuilder, he's going to beat him up. That's the normal Tyson Fury shit talk. That was it.
I'm really excited for this fight, but I will say this. 30 days out, Shan, I'm a little bit worried.
There's no promotion here.
I know.
There's no promotion. One little thing. Like, there is no promotion. There's no commercials. You don't go out in the street. There's no billboards. Nada.
I am worried about that, but I do like that body work, man. This is 6 minutes, by the way. The man put out 6 minutes. You know, people are like,
this fight's going to happen.
I don't know.
I feel that Fury is going to pull out, you know, in the 11th hour.
Would you give Wilder vindication if Fury pulled out and cited, I'm mentally not ready, my wife is in the hospital, or my child, you know, the whatever, like, is there an excuse for him to pull out in your eyes, or this fight anymore. He needed to make it happen no matter what?
This date you need to make it happen no matter what. If not, I agree, he should be stripped or put in recess or something.
You know what I like about what we're seeing is he is obviously being told, look, the head can't move. Fury has beautiful head movement. You know, I remember I compared Fury to Muhammad Ali and I almost got crucified over here. You can't do that.
You can't. No, you can't, Ness.
You can't ever call.
You should know that.
But why? Who else?
Because you can't.
But what other fighter right now moves like Ali other than Anthony Sims Jr. and Tyson Fury?
Oh, that little Ali. Remember the guy that fought the other day?
Yeah. And Anthony Sims Jr.
Oh, that's his name.
Yeah, the one that fought in like Dubai or something?
And he looks like Cassius Clay.
Yeah.
He's Latino though. I can't remember his name. I don't think it was Anthony, but if it is him, I wouldn't say he does move. He is Ali-esque. He's a young guy. He is Ali-esque, but I'm not ready to just, you know, put people's names with Ali. I think it's like saying other artists are like Michael Jackson. No, there's only one. Yeah, you're not going to be like,
okay, him. But there's only one Michael Jackson, but Genuine was like, you know, people would talk about him and Michael, or R. Kelly and Michael, or like, who else sounds like Michael? Like, you know, when you sound like someone or you favor someone, you know, they give you those comparisons. That's just part of the game.
So who are you comparing Ali to Ali? Tyson Fury or?
Absolutely. Those feet of Fury are the feet of Ali, man. That double jab and like pop, pop, and then move. Come on,
and
man.
And he flick. He does the flick jab.
Yeah, he mastered that. He mastered that. But listen, that's why Wilder's going to the body, though. That's why they're doubling up that body. Because they know the head can move, but not that body. And what you see, too, is they're working on a lot of moving. You see, everything is one-two move. Never stand still. It's always move. Now, I see people saying, yo, this is old, this is old, this is old. Hey, look, I don't know how old it is. All I know is that they released this yesterday. They being both Malik Scott and Wilder. And this is 6 minutes. You know, I remember when we had other people releasing, oh, this is only a few minute clips. They're not showing you everything. 6 minutes is a lot.
It's a lot, yeah. Just showing like some of your game plan for sure, which I'm quite surprised and shocked about.
6 minutes is a lot. So I think they're going above and beyond here by giving us all that they're giving us. And I don't know. It's definitely added to the excitement for me. I don't know about you. I don't know if this means anything
for you. I don't care.
No?
I don't care about I'm intrigued to a certain degree, but do you know what it is for me? It's dragged on so long. That's what it is. We got this date. We thought it wasn't happening, and then we thought Undisputed was happening, and then this was going to happen, and then Tyson pulled out, and then COVID. Yeah, it's just been a bit long and drawn on, so I just can't wait for it just to happen, and then we see what the outcome is. I've got no dog in the race. I'm not a Deontay Wilder fan. I'm not a Tyson Fury fan. So whoever wins, may the best man win. I'll watch it.
Wow.
For sure.
Wow. Wow. So you're not a fan of either?
No.
Interesting.
No. Yeah. Muy interesante.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah. So maybe. So
Whoa.
That's why I think
oh,
when you're in a place
hey,
like that,
this.
When you're neutral.
I never watched this whole video. Let me tell you. I always like to leave things for the day of the show so you can get my original.
Yeah. Reaction.
They just stretched them out. They just stretched them out like they're
stretching
on the Saw game and shit. It's like, let's play a game.
Yeah, it needs a stretch, though. That's the important thing after you do all of that. Probably get a massage.
So what are you
chill
thinking,
out.
Chan? Does he look in shape? Does he look lean enough?
Well,
or is that always
Deontay
Wilder? Wilder
always looks in shape. Yeah, he always looks in shape, though. I've never really seen an out-of-shape Wilder to a degree. I've seen him with more weight when he used to have more weight in his face when he first came on the scene. But I've never seen him like, oh, Wilder looks disgusting. Fury look out of shape, to say, to be fair, but he always looked like that. But no, Wilder looks in shape. This may be a little older because I'm not sure now, because he looks a little slimmer at the top there than what I saw of him doing when he came out of the sea or the ocean.
I mean, they would be...
I'm not sure.
They would be intelligent to release old video versus new video.
This is old, I think.
But let me tell you, if this is old, this means trouble for Fury.
Yeah.
He looks good to me. I don't care. People are like, oh, Ness, you're building your hopes up. They know I'm a Wilder fan, so they think I'm trying
Wilder.
To grab at everything, but I'm not. He looks good.
Yeah, but would you ever say he looked bad? No.
Why wouldn't
he looks bad, would you ever say that?
Would I ever say he looks bad? I said he looked bad when he had the freaking weave in. I didn't like that shit. I told him I ain't like that shit. So what you mean?
I'm talking about fighting technique.
I'm gonna keep it real. Keep it real with me. You know what I'm saying? I keep it real. That's just the bottom line.
But yeah. Listen. Yeah, but I think he looked.
Damn. So this is Malik Scott throwing up. Like that was Malik Scott throwing up, telling you like, Shan, look, we working so hard. Even the trainer throwing up.
Yeah.
Wow. They getting that work.
They sick with it. It's just you know, he looks okay. I don't know. Like, yeah, to me, I couldn't say, oh, he looks bad. I was worried about him not returning when he threw his right hand, not blocking back and leaving himself open. But I don't know if he's fixed that problem. And I think it's a good thing to go to the body, because I haven't seen anyone really go to Fury's body. It's just like you're going to have to cut down the tree, yeah, and take the wind out of him and then hopefully land the right. In my opinion, the curveball, in my opinion, is that he should land a left. He should be working on the left. That could do the same thing.
Well, that is the left, right. The left hook he is working on it.
I mean, like the straight left.
What? From a southpaw stance?
No, not from a Yeah, it would have to be from a southpaw stance. Yeah. So he'd have his lead right, and then just hit.
Yeah,
the left.
I mean,
switch hit, confuse him. Why not confuse Tyson Fury? Why are you going to give him what he expects? I think that would be epic if Deontay Wilder knocked out Tyson Fury with a left hand.
Listen, it can happen with a left hook. It don't got to happen with a left straight. I think asking someone.
Why not?
Because I think at this hour, this stage of your career, trying to teach someone to fight southpaw.
No, you don't need to fight. I'm talking about just quickly switch hit.
You got to set it up, Shan.
You got to set it up. But Fury switch hits. Yeah,
but he's been doing that for years. That ain't just tried on Wilder last night. But let me get to my only fucking super chat. I'm leaving because of this. But shout out to, I'm going to run with Broderick, even though it sounds like it could be Broderick Sims. Just sending love. For this early morning show, because I got to get on the road and I wanted to still give you guys some content. And Broderick or Broderick, I see you enjoy and appreciate. Thank you. Same thing to you, Lady Shan. Appreciate you jumping on. I got to cut out, hit the road. That was the only super chat. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. If you enjoy the content that we're bringing on a daily basis, also subscribe to the YouTube channel and click that notification bell. Don't forget to head on over to Come Box with Shan. She's going to be having former heavyweight champion of the world, Hasim Rahman.
Undisputed and lineal champion.
My bad. Let's on her show. What time is that? 2 o'clock?
That's going to be 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. Central Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and 10 p.m. UK time.
There you go. So, and also you can catch Mario's wife, who's going to be fighting Jose's wife on Border Wars. You can catch them on YouTube as well. They're going to be on a podcast called She Hustles. She Hustles. Oh. So
send me the link. I'll watch it.
Give me the link. I think it's actually on Facebook first. So yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, when are you back?
I'm back later this afternoon.
Okay. So there is a show tomorrow then.
Let me check the schedule, because I know there's something else tomorrow I'm gonna probably go to. So Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah, there's a media round table tomorrow that I'll see how this goes.
Yeah, see how it works.
And then I'll you know.
All right. Run along now.
Bye. Toodaloo.
Toodaloo pip.
Bye. Ness GTO, Instagram and Twitter. Peace.
Here's to the great American settlers. The millions of you who settled for unsatisfying jobs because they pay the bills. Of course, there is something else you could do if you got something to say. Start a podcast with Spreaker from iHeart and unleash your creative freedom maybe even earn enough money to one day tell your old boss, "Hey, I'm no settler. I'm an explorer." Spreaker.com. Spreaker. Hustle on over today.